go ahead.
To look at the tape from the scrimmage.
Yeah.
And what do you see once you looked at it?
I mean, we're getting better as a defense. We still got a long ways to go. We had a lot of issues that we need to get corrected. But, I mean, we're growing. We're still meshing together. We got new faces. So we're just trying to progress each and every day.
We're talking to Ben Watson. He was talking about your physical style of play that last summer you were even more intense and they had tried to settle you down. He said it's about 8 or 9 notches less this year. What do you say?
I mean, that's just the way I am. People keep saying that, but if you look around, the best safeties in the league have that. So I don't understand why it comes up so much. I mean, but no, I'm not going to lose that. I was born with it. I've been like that since preschool, so it's not going
to
change.
That's fun to watch. That's what it is. Playing under Rob the second year, mm-hmm. What are the expectations?
For our defense?
Yes.
For our defense, I mean, we know the system. It's our second year in it, and we want to create turnovers. Now that we know the system, we can fly around, we can make more plays. The thinking's gone now. Now we just got to make plays and get Drew the ball back.
As a safety, how great is it to play in his system where he emphasizes safety so much?
I mean, it's great. He allows his players to make the plays, and he always says the players make the scheme. And especially when Bird gets back, it's going to open up a lot of opportunities for all of us. People are not going to try the middle of the field as much. So, I mean, yeah, I love playing for him.
What have you seen from some of these younger guys like Vinny, Marcus, and Pierre?
Oh, yeah, Vinny's a smart player. Dad's a coach. He knows what to do already. And Marcus, he's a fiery guy, man. He reminds me of myself last year. He empties out the tank every day. And he's going to be a great player.
Ryan Griffin, do you see him coming along as a younger quarterback, trying to get some meaningful snaps with this team?
I mean, yeah, definitely. They caught a lot of balls on us in the scrimmage, and Drew wasn't out there, and Luke and Ryan, they're making all the throws. So hats off to those guys.
Kenny, is it weird not seeing number 9 out there in pads like today?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, our twos, our threes at quarterback, man. It's almost like they didn't skip a beat. They're out there running the offense. They know it well. And it was challenging on the scrimmage.
Is Breeze, are you all just so used to having him, seeing him out there? I mean, he hasn't missed a snap in a game since he's been here.
No, he's not going to miss a snap in a game still. But, man, he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with, and he'll be back. But, like I said, Coach Peyton keeps those backups ready to go.
You mentioned Marcus Ball a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has some Canadian football experience and he was apparently really good there, I mean, does he not seem like a typical rookie because of that?
Not at all. I mean, he's an older guy. I think he's 27. And he's one of the boys. He doesn't seem like a rookie at all. Doesn't play like a rookie. He has a lot of confidence. And he makes a lot of plays. He's a ball hawk, man. He's always around the ball.
Do you like playing in the slot or would you rather be kind of let loose?
I really don't care, honestly. Whatever Rob wants me to do, it'll all work out at the end of the day. But, I'll play anywhere.
You're taking on all comers there. I mean, taking on Jimmy on Saturday. That was impressive. You never back down from anybody, it seems like, in the scrimmage there when you want to get
stuck. Yeah, but I mean, see, Jimmy, I had a man, and he ran all the way across. I mean, the dude's flying. He's faster than last year. He seems stronger. Yeah, I mean, we go at it every day. So when I see any other tight end in the league, it's easy.
Do you think the CFL, in a way, is helpful to developing defensive backs because it's a bigger field and it's three downs and they throw all the mm-hmm. time? There's more.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell Marcus, he's used to playing in space. He's not uncomfortable when he has to line up in the slot or he knows his drops. He drops well in zone because in CFL, I guess the fields are wider. Mm-hmm. So he really has to understand his coverages and he's really good at it.
Do you feel this secondary overall can be something special? I know Jarris has been limited and Champ's been mm-hmm. out recently, but with the potential of this group, what are those expectations for the back four?
I mean, the potential, I mean, it's there. We look great on paper, but right now we're still trying to mesh together. We don't have Bird back. Champ's a little banged up. And we got a long ways to go. But, I mean, we had the potential to be the best secondary in the league. But we got to get there first, and we got to prove it.